Greetings, Earthlings. Today is January 3rd, 2015. It's amazing, but here we are, another year of possibilities opened up before us. So, how's everybody doing today? I hope everyone is doing well. This is my first audio boom of 2015. I didn't think that the last audio boom I recorded would be my last, but it apparently was. So today, folks, I am really excited because I'm looking forward to getting my podcast up and going. I've got... I'm calling it my podcast ladder. I got... the first two steps being that one, I found a place, and two, I got something set up, but now I've got to get the actual podcast working. So I'm on the way to getting everything fixed up. So do keep sending me any suggestions or anything you might want to send. As far as the family, Zappa's doing really good. He's in the room here, just lying down. We're expecting company pretty soon, so I'll be breaking out the sandwich maker, which is a little, it's an electronic, it almost is like a grill, but it's kind of different in the sense that it does close, you close the lid on it, and it makes a sandwich, but it seals it up almost like a hot pocket, if you will. So it's kind of a sealer as well, which is interesting. But anyway, it's really fun. So we're going to get that out. We're going to make some hot sandwiches for dinner.
Time remaining.
And then
Hello.
And then hubby's in here. I am recording for Audio Boom. Say hi to Audio Boom.
Audio Boom.
I miss Audio Boo, huh? If you can make an audio app, what would you call it?
Audio Yay!
Audio Yay?
Yeah.
We still got that Audio Yay trend going on, huh?
Yeah.
Yay.
Audio Boo sounds like, no one wants you!
Boo. If your audio booms don't play, you could call it a sonic boom. Yeah.
What did I have? Munchies or Doritos?
I don't know. We'll figure that out in a few minutes when company arrives.
Oh, I gotta finish shaving, so.
Oh, yes. Please go shave. Get out of here, Planet of the... You look like somebody from Planet of the Apes. No. Anyways, so on Audio Boom, I just wanted to say hello to all of my family and friends, my online family. I don't have any family members listening to Audio Boom, except for hubby, of course, and Zappa. Zappa listens to Audio Boom, but he doesn't have the app on his iPhone yet. Okay, Tarzan. Anyway, now you notice I said iBone. I actually made up a fake commercial about an iPod, PAWD, and an iBone. And the iPod is supposed to resemble the iPad, but it is durable and will work for a dog. And the reason it's spelled pod, as in PAWD, is that they work with the dog's paws. The dog's paws perform various gestures. Same as the iBone, but the iBone is like an iPhone. Get it? Wah, wah. Anyway, so Zappa has an iPod and an iBone. No, he really doesn't, but I just joke around. So Zappa has an iPod and an iBone, so maybe we can give some suggestions as to what apps Zappa should install on his iPod or his iBone. I posted, it was kind of a raw, kind of a wave. of this fake commercial. If anybody is interested, I'll upload it and you guys could edit it and make something fun out of it. I already posted it to Twitter, so those on my Twitter timeline already know. They've already seen it. But those on Audio Boo, I just wanted to have a little bit of fun because my dog has been known to probe on my laptop screen with his nose. He's pushed keys with his paws. And then he actually would lick my iPhone. And at one point, he double tapped with his tongue. I don't think he meant to. Or he activated the split tap feature. And he actually opened up an app. So if I'll have the iPhone in my hand, and you know how the dogs like to lick your hand or your face. Well, he has opened up apps at times. So if he comes near me, I lock my iPhone. So if he licks the screen on accident or whatever, he won't activate any apps. So apparently this dog is getting smart enough to the point where he wants to learn how to use an iPhone. I don't have an iPad. I do have an iPhone. So that's what inspired me to come up with names like the iPod and the iBone. So yeah, pretty cool products. Anyway, so yeah, hope you guys are doing good, and I hope everything is going well. I hope everyone had a great new year. Ours was very interesting. We actually had for New Year's Eve, we had a friend over from church. I recorded the New Year's Eve thing. We celebrated via the East Coast New Year's because he had to get home early. So we celebrated midnight in New York, which would have been 9 o'clock over here. And after he left, my husband and I, you know, took care of stuff that we had to do around the house. And then, you know, I took Zappa out for the final time. And then when we came back, we had a private little toast in to ring in the actual New Year. Then on New Year's Day, the woman I had boomed about, I guess you can say now, I'm still calling it Audio Boo. Anyway, I recently talked about her and I got responses on Twitter that made me, you know, that really made me jump out of my skin. Like, people said I should sacrifice. Not everybody. A lot of people were actually understanding what I went through, but somebody actually said I should give my tree away, that I have a dog to think about. I had this huge lecture and about it, but the woman I talked about recently who was asking me for Christmas gifts, I felt, not because I felt guilty, but I did want to go visit her and start the new year off and just let her know that I wasn't just trying to brush her off because of finals and stuff like that. And, you know, so we went out to dinner and she had a good time. And then yesterday, a friend of Jeremy's that he recently met came over and went to the mall with us. I had to go and get a Macy's card for my mother-in-law. Her birthday is this week. So this coming Wednesday, I believe. So, and then today we're having her over again, and dinner time will be coming up pretty shortly. 3:22 p.m. And so we'll be having an early dinner, I guess, like a 4 o'clock. So she should be due here soon. And we'll be pretty much just relaxing. She has a passion for baking. She also has a learning disability. So, but she's a sweet gal, tries to help out Jeremy, and she's really nice. So, but she likes to bake, so we're going to bake some fudge brownies tonight, and we're just going to relax and just have a good time and get the new year started off good. So,
30 seconds.
And we have 30 seconds, so go ahead, Audio Boom.
You should have asked Karen how long you bake those, babe.
Oh, what's her name could tell me. She can read. Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to be baking brownies. I started a New Year's resolution to do a Bible reading plan where you read the Bible once a day every year. They call it the Bible in a year thing. And I thought I'd start out